Good morning, everybody, and a blessed Merry Christmas to all of you. It's good to see you all joining us for our worship here on Christmas morning. And I was telling my family this morning, my son, daughter-in-law flew in last night, but whatever today, and maybe this is just me, whatever today feels like, it really feels like Christmas Day, even at this temperature. I was having a harder time trying to grasp that it really was Sunday, because Christmas Day has got to feel all of its own, and we are going to reflect that today with a special Christmas Day service for you. Next weekend, we are facing the same reality with New Year's Eve and New Year's Day falling Saturday night and Sunday. Our schedule will go back to a normal schedule. We're going to have 5 o'clock worship. The Faith Factor, our praise team, will not be doing next week's worship, but we will have one, kind of an end-of-year worship at 5 o'clock next Saturday, just like we usually do. And then we'll have the normal schedule next Sunday on New Year's Day with 2 worships, 8 and 11, with an education hour at 9:30. So we hope you can join us for that. During the education hour, we are going to begin 2017 with a Bible study on Joseph. And then, as we've been talking about, we're going to be doing some home Bible studies, getting going a lot of stuff, but we'll leave that for New Year's weekend. Back in the second narthex, there is a rack where we're accepting what's called coats for kids. Apparently, by the end of the week, we're going to start seeing some significantly cooler weather. And we have a lot of kids in our schools that do not have any kind of coats or even a light jacket that they can wear when the weather does turn a little bit inclement. And so we're collecting those because the schools are going to need them almost immediately. So please help us with that, but help us as soon as you can for that, so that here in the first couple weeks of January, we can get those off to the schools. In the midst of God's people, Tom Ogorzelek was released from the hospital, and he was in a rehab facility for a while, but he's back home. We'll be seeing him again soon, God willing, and the same thing with Mr. Robert Bentke. Hopefully, we'll be seeing him again also real soon. Through the good tidings of great joy, we make our beginning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The light and joy of Christ be with you all. For unto us a child is born, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Wonderful Counselor, the Everlasting Father. Recalling our sin and God's mercy, we take a moment in silence, examining our lives and conscience. Lord Jesus, the Word made flesh, I, a poor sinner, plead guilty before you, O Lord, for all my sins. I have lived as if you did not matter, and I mattered most. Your name I have not honored, and my worship and prayers have faltered. I have not let your love have its way with me, and so my love for others has failed. There are those whom I have hurt, and those whom I have failed to help. My thoughts and desires are soiled with sin. I am sorry for all my sins and plead for your mercy in Christ Jesus. Graciously forgive me all my sins and help me amend my sinful life, finally bringing me to life everlasting. Hear the good tidings of great joy, which truly is for all people. From that Savior, Christ the Lord, God has shown us his mercy and strengthened our faith. In the glory of God in the highest, in his stead and by his command, I declare to you that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray together. Almighty God, you gave your eternal word to become incarnate of the pure Virgin. Grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set your people free from the bondage of sin. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for this service of celebration and joy for Christmas Day comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The 52nd chapter, indeed, today and forever, all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Reading from verse 7. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz. Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the depths of heaven, as high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. He said, Hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house such days as have not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria. The second lesson comes from the letter of St. Paul to Titus, the third chapter. These words, which focus on baptism, remind us of the real and true gift we receive in the Savior who comes into the world as one of us in that precious sacramental washing. And reading from verse 4, But when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of any works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Christ Jesus, our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Long ago, at many times and in various ways, God spoke to our forefathers by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has
spoken to us by his Son. Please stand as a sign of resurrection and hope.
And now we hear once again some of the most beautiful words ever written, words that remind us that the gospel really is good news. We hear the first part of the familiar Christmas gospel from Luke chapter 2. Glory to you, our Savior. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria, so all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Continuing with the Christmas gospel, the story of the shepherds and the angels. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And we now conclude with the Christmas gospel, with the story of the shepherd's response, which is also our response as we hear the glorious news that a Savior has come into our lives as well. And so it was that when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. This is the gospel of our Lord. We hear these words. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings the good news, who publishes peace, who brings the good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchman. They lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye, they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. For the Lord has bared his holy arm. Before the eyes of all the nations and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. God's grace, mercy, and peace will forever be with us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's come into this world for each and every one of us. Amen. A couple of you may have gotten word that since I've got company in town, one of the things I'm going to be doing is not long after I'm done here this morning, I'm actually going to go out and play a round of golf. Now, that's neither here nor there, but I thought it was a good lead into a story I had shared with me several weeks ago. I said, I don't know how this is perfect for Christmas, but it is perfect. Because we've got some folks that occasionally I take the sacrament to. And when they were a lot more active than they are now, they used to go to golf tournaments all across the country. And invariably, it meant that they got to meet a lot of famous people. And they would share with me, each time I come, I get a story of somebody else that they've met and how that encounter went. And there was this one encounter that they had with a former college basketball coach. And even if you're not in sports or college basketball, you may have heard of the name Bobby Knight. He used to be the coach at Indiana. He won 3 national championships, but he was, to say the least, colorful. In a crowded arena once, when he got upset over a call, he picked up a chair and threw it completely across the gym floor. And when asked about it later, his response was, well, now, look, that arena was completely full of people. How is it that you can explain that I threw the chair in such a way that no one got hurt? Not to mention, why is he throwing a chair? But nevertheless, he was the coach at Indiana. And there are 2 big basketball schools there in the state of Indiana, and the other one is Purdue, and wouldn't you know it, these folks, when they met Bob Knight at this golf tournament, were all decked out in Purdue garb. So they walk up to Coach Knight, and they say, hello, sir, greetings and welcome from Purdue. He turns around and looks at all of their Purdue garb, and as only he could, unleashed, well, it's something I'm sure not going to repeat. But finally, he stopped and cracked a smile on his face, went up and embraced him and said, you know, are you folks really from from the state of Indiana? And they talked about just what life was like in the state of Indiana. And that which they had in common, which ordinarily would have seemed to have put people at enmity with each other, ultimately is what drew them together. That's what Christmas, my friends, is really all about. Because as our lives encounter a Savior, someone who's come into the world to save us from our sins, our lives had gotten so comfortable with that reality, it's almost like we didn't know what to do. There's carols that will use phrases like, how shall we greet thee? It's almost like we didn't know. And the first thing out of our heart may not have been much different. Hey, I've had to do this all by myself. What are you going to do now? What is it that you can do that I can't do? The list of things goes on and on. There is always an excuse for those people who want nothing to do with Jesus Christ. But Jesus did not come into the world as someone who was going to ultimately want to reject people. As he said, he did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And save he did. And yet how strange it was to have something like that come into this world. It was so strange that no one really even seemed to notice. Everything that God had given to us from the beginning of time was returning. It was surely the return of all good things, and no one noticed. Here's an example. By now, you know, we've heard the Christmas gospel, we know it. We got the story of the shepherds who, after they had seen these things, they made known abroad the saying which was told them to this child, and we know that the town of Bethlehem was crowded with people. There was no room, even for someone expecting a baby. There was no room for them anywhere. There were a lot of people that would have heard those things. And it said that the people marveled. The people wondered what this was really all about. And then, not long after that, here comes these magi into Jerusalem. And the entire city of Jerusalem's in an uproar when they hear, well, where is he that's born king of the Jews? Come on. Wasn't there somebody that was putting the pieces of the puzzle together? Did nobody from the crowd of Bethlehem and from the group of people that were in Jerusalem ever talk to one another? Was there nothing to tell the people, here it is, we're ready for it? Let's put this as an example. My hunch is that for most of us, probably not all of us, for most of us, we've already had our little rendezvous with certain things under certain trees. Probably. And if we have, now we, instead of neatly wrapped packages, where the way my household was, you now see something else. Oh, when they're small kids, whatever it was that they unwrapped, they may be over in another room someplace making sure those toys don't last more than a couple of days. You know about that. But the rest of the presents, opened ones now, were neatly set back underneath the tree to remind us that that which was once a mystery is a mystery no longer. Now all of a sudden we have tangible things that we could look at and say, here are some things that we receive with great thanks. That's what happened. When Jesus came into the world, suddenly that which people had been wondering about, which in synagogues and places of meeting everywhere, they were learning about the Messiah who was to come, but now he is here. And everybody is supposed to be singing for joy, but there aren't nearly as many voices as there should be. And that, not just here, but worldwide. Because it would seem as though there are some people who still find Jesus as a great divider, not a great uniter, who are more than happy to, at first glance, launch, shall we say, an expletive in his direction, and that part about later, where there's the smile and the embrace and the understanding, this is a good thing. Let's come together about it. Our Savior, believe it or not, even though he said he did not come to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him, he did warn that he has come to cause division. And he didn't say he wanted it. He said it's going to happen. And we see that now. People who look at the one hope they have for salvation, the people who hear these good tidings of great joy and either scoff at it or ignore it or downright set themselves as opposed to it. If not Christ, then who? You know, ultimately, as God's people, we have an opportunity. Once, you know, slowly but surely, the Christmas presents go and get used and, unfortunately, in some cases, returned. The Christmas trees are taken down and life moves on. And all of a sudden, right after New Year's Day, the first time that you notice that all of the lights are down, we are reminded that once again, we still live in a dark world. And the only light comes from our Lord and Savior. But he made that light shine in the darkness for all of us. And the only way that that message is going to really take hold is for us to do the same things the shepherds did. The shepherds really were not concerned with how they were going to receive the message. They simply wanted to make known abroad the saying that was told them concerning this child. And the Magi who simply wanted to come and worship the newborn king. Friends, there's our lives. Today we worship. Tomorrow we spread abroad. And the next day, and the next after that, whatever it is that we do in our lives, wherever our lives have been, no matter how long our lives have been living a walking expletive against Jesus, know this, the return of good things is complete. Jesus is in our lives, in our heart, in our world, and in our salvation. A blessed Christmas to you. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds forever through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Please note the special prayer response that is on the screen. We lift up our hearts as we bow our heads. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from eternity you planned to send your only Son, Jesus. You overshadowed the Virgin through your Holy Spirit so that Mary's holy child was truly God and truly man. We praise, glorify, and thank you for the appearing of our Savior, for the promises you make to us in him. Through Jesus, you have revealed yourself to us, so that to know him is to know you, to love him is to love you, and to hear him is to hear you. So help each one of us to know the true joy of this day, to welcome the Savior into our hearts as the one you have appointed, Lord of all life, as the one whom you have placed above all things. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, Father, grant that the whole earth may come to love and worship the manger child and know him as Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. May people everywhere, to the very ends of the earth, acknowledge Mary's child as incarnate God and Lord and Savior. May this truth change the hardest of hearts, soften the most stubborn of wills, and penetrate the darkness of all of those who live in the shadow of death. Oh, come, let us adore him. Make every home receptive to the glad tidings of the true Christmas, that all families may know and rejoice that the greatest gift of all truly is the child of Bethlehem. Even as we live in a season of giving, and as we receive the precious gifts in great abundance that we have received from your bountiful hand, always allow us to look with compassion and generosity in the midst of the great wants and needs this day, some of which have been opened specifically for us to be able to share that goodness that you have first shared with us. Oh, come, let us adore him. Dear Lord, there are those for whom this Christmas will not be joyful, those who are still in grief over the loss of a loved one and are facing now this first Christmas without them, those who are lonely, forsaken, troubled, far away from home as they, especially for those serving in the military or those who must be away from their families this day. There are also those that are still sick and still dying. In the midst of all of this, we remember that you are the deliverer of your people, the helper in every need, the healer of the sick and the hope of the dying. Give us all the assurance that in Christ, who is Emmanuel, God with us, you are near to those who call on you. O come, let us adore him. These prayers and praises we offer in the name of him who came among us as Mary's child. Amen. And now, taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, for you have shown mercy to us and given your only Son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In the beginning you created all things by your word, and in the fullness of time the word became flesh and dwelled among us, full of grace and truth. Let your word made flesh dwell richly among us, that faithfully eating his body and drinking his blood, we may receive the fullness of your grace and truth in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hear us for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen. The words of our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. On this day and always, may the everlasting peace of the Prince of Peace rest upon you to give you comfort, strength, and his eternal light. Please stand as we conclude with this post-communion prayer, which we will pray together. Almighty God, you have poured into our hearts the true light of your incarnate word. So what we have received in our ears and upon our lips, O Lord, keep within us in faithful hearts, that the joy of Christ's birth may sustain us through the journey of this mortal life, and his gifts equip us through forgiveness for the everlasting life that is to come through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Bless we the Lord. And now may our God and Father, who on this day sent his only Son into the world to reunite us with him, share with us his love as he grants us his everlasting comfort and good hope. May your hearts be eternally lifted up in peace through the Prince of Peace, and may our Lord God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you this day and always. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed and safe Christmas to all of you. Thanks for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.